Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Who would have thunk it? ZZ Top actually did a ballad, right? This is one of their best ones. That's called Rough Boy by Billy, Dusty, and Frank. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Kathy Perry is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert, one of the galactic greats in social media, and she's my social media expert. She can be yours, too. Just check her out there at KathyPerry.com. Kathy, thanks for being here. Hootsuite finally works with Instagram. Now, I want you to remind people who might not know what Hootsuite is and what Instagram is and why we should care that they're aligning.
Well, Hootsuite is a dashboard. So it lets you manage multiple social media accounts in one place.
There are several of these, but Hootsuite's one of them.
There are. Yeah, Hootsuite is one of them.
What's that? Fox is another probably, Fox something? What's the...
Their popularity is because they do have a free version, and you can have up to 3 or 4 different social media platforms. Mm-hmm. So if you have Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and you want those three to be managed in a dashboard, that would be a free version. But if you want to also have all of your groups in Facebook or your groups in LinkedIn to be a part of your dashboard so that when you make posts, that they post into your groups as well, then you're going to need a paid version of Hootsuite.
And you can time the post too, can't you?
Yes.
You can set them up to be
one
released.
One of the nice things about using a dashboard is you can schedule posts, you can monitor things, you can have it go to all the specific different social platforms. You don't have to do them all. Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot of flexibility.
Do you recommend Hootsuite over the others?
You know, I've had a lot of success with it and working with clients with it. And some of the others I haven't enjoyed working with as well. So it really depends on, the infrastructure and the platform to see what you like. I usually will have a client maybe try a couple of them to see what they like. And, but your ease of use, I think it's pretty easy.
I can see where this would be handy to help you get people established to doing regular postings.
Show them how to be organized and how to set it up
one time, maybe set it up once a day and forget about it for a while.
Right. So that you're not sucked into the, your Facebook stream or something.
But now it works with Instagram.
Instagram is the, I'll say it's the kind of like a Pinterest type, but it's a Facebook product. And so it's very important.
The kids like that, don't they? Didn't the kids go to Instagram to get away from Facebook where their mothers and fathers were stalking
them? And then they got bought. got bought by Facebook.
Yeah.
You never get away. So.
Right. That's the lesson, kids. You can never get away from
never get away.
You can run, but we can't hide. We'll find you.
Can't hide. Not today. Not today in social media. So Instagram now is working with Hootsuite where you can schedule your posts, publish your pictures, and monitor that feed and engage with that Instagram audience right within Hootsuite. So that's a change. It's a nice thing because when you're working with a dashboard, you'd like to get your different social streams into one place so you don't have to be bouncing between platforms.
Mm-hmm. So, all right.
So you can publish posts to Instagram immediately, or you can schedule them.
Why is it taking so long to get these two compatible?
Well, I think because of the way, Hootsuite really started more as a Twitter interface.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you're dealing with 130 characters, 140 characters,
right.
they didn't have that flexibility. And then working with images, they've added that as, you know, and Instagram's primarily images.
Folks,
I think that was it.
Kathy, one of the things as we wrap up here, some of this stuff sounds like it's in the weeds for a lot of small business owners that we've been talking about today. But folks, this is an example of the new territory, the new world, the new marketplace that you or somebody in your organization needs to know about and where you need to be if you're going to really be successful in the age of the customer. Kathy Perry, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
KathyPerry.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that website and find her there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.